So we're talking with Peter Iwanowicz, who is Executive Director of Environmental Advocates of New York. We just recently completed the state budget. Peter, how did the environment fare in the recent budget?
Well, if you are a person that's really interested in keeping the status quo, which means an environmental protection fund that has been at $300 million for the last couple of years, or the deal they struck last year on water quality, if status quo is good for you and not seeing any rollbacks there, then I would say that the environment did well. But I hope most of your listeners aren't looking for status quo in this age of Trump. So I would grade this as a really poor budget in advancing the ball and making New York State the true global environmental leader that it needs to be. We saw no movement on the budget on a range of big issues that I know you're going to want to get into.
Well, what were some of your organizational priorities and how did they fare?
Well, first and foremost, we would like to see more resources into the environmental agency. The governor has capped spending on state agencies at a level of 2% growth that basically means that there are cuts to the agencies. And we don't have enough cops on the beat to ensure the polluters aren't taking advantage of our environmental standards. We don't have enough resources in our environmental agencies. But the governor's just not willing to put that money into his budget, and the legislature can't seem to find a pathway forward to match it. Other big issues include climate change. What we've seen in the last year of the cuts and rollbacks to climate change and the programs and everything we need to be doing to combat climate change that's not happening in Washington, D.C., we thought that 2018 would have been the year the governor really put forward an aggressive policy to get to 100% clean energy as fast as possible, and we didn't see that at all. In fact, the Assembly put that into their One House budget. The Senate Democratic Conference pled for that to be as part of the budget discussion, and the governor ignored those pleas and didn't negotiate at the table to try to bring the Senate Republicans around on that issue. So how you come out of a big budget fight that we had recently in Albany and not have strong policies going forward to combat climate change will be a mystery to me for a long time. And it really is one of those signs and symptoms of the fact that we didn't see the strong leadership that we expected the governor to demonstrate on environmental issues. We did not see the legislature really want to engage thoughtfully in a whole range of environmental issues. And so we ended up with the status quo with very little change. And that's a big unfortunate circumstance.
Now, one issue that's drawn controversy here in the Capital District is that last year the state budget appropriated, I believe, $88 million to fund some new frack gas turbines at Sheridan Avenue in order to power the Empire State Plaza. I understand that the Assembly did push some changes in that.
Yeah, it was modest but extremely significant change because, as you pointed out, there's money on the table to help change the system that powers the state capitol and the government complex here, which I've called the central nervous system of state government. They were going to power that with fossil fuels. So the Assembly advanced language and the governor and the Senate agreed to it in the budget to allow for some of those funds to be used for renewable energy. I think environmental advocates would like to see the whole project be renewable energy. There's no need to be investing in fossil fuels anymore. So it gives us at least a leg up to sort of argue that nobody's prohibited at the Office of General Services, the Power Authority, to now look at renewables. It's up to us to kick that door wide open and force them to make it all renewables. But it's important that at least there's no legal constraints on what they use that money for.
Now, there were a couple controversial things that the governor had done, including, I believe, trying to delay some of the tax credits for electric charging stations for electric vehicles. How did some of those smaller issues fare, including the idea that was a little bit more positive that the New York Power Authority would be able to actually directly build renewable energy?
Yeah, so the legislature didn't want to give the Power Authority that authority on renewable energy to sort of build and own it. So that fell off the negotiating table. Thankfully, the governor's ill-timed decision about delaying tax credits for electric vehicle charging, green buildings, and brownfields, that was rejected by the legislature. So, you know, the governor proposed a lot of different things that fell off the table, some good, some bad. But really, you know, the bottom line with this budget is it kept the status quo, and that's not good enough in this era of what President Trump is doing and the leaders in Congress are doing to our environment.
Well, you mentioned earlier that, you know, groups had put forth a number of climate change proposals. I know one that groups have been working on is a form of a state carbon tax, you know, make corporate polluters pay for the damage they cause. That did not seem to get much traction at all within the state budget process.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. A lot of different assessments. Congestion pricing was another one. I want to talk about that in a minute. But you're right about the most economical way to sort of tackle climate change in a big level would be putting a price on the carbon pollution that polluters belch out, and then using that for a range of different clean energy projects that typically gets polls well, and a lot of New Yorkers would encourage that policy. That was sort of put on the table early for the governor in the fall. He rejected it then, and there was no interest in either House or legislature in moving down that pathway. The one area where we thought we'd like to see some movement on that is to actually put a fee on driving in Lower Manhattan to charge people from driving below 60th Street, what a lot of people call congestion pricing. The governor said this summer it's a time that has come for congestion pricing. But when he introduced his budget and his subsequent amendments, there was no political oomph behind what he proposed. And in fact, he didn't really propose a true congestion pricing policy. So while they tiptoed their way towards eventually having a discussion about congestion pricing in this budget, they weren't willing to put a price on traffic in Manhattan to help fund and fix this otherwise and to reduce the amount of cars that are on the streets.
Well, obviously that raises a number of related issues. The governor focuses a lot on electricity in terms of its carbon footprint, but both heating and cooling buildings, particularly transportation, are actually much bigger. A lot of concerns about the status of the New York City and statewide transit system, and also the whole issue of what are we doing in terms of trying to reduce, car emissions, which a carbon tax might play into. How would mass transit, how would some type of fee on, what's come out of tailpipe, continue post-budget?
Well, part of it is just sort of having the right laws in place. Our goals for a state are to, for climate and clean energy purposes, is to move us entirely off of fossil fuels. How you do that without having a game plan in the transportation sector is a huge mystery. And this administration has no game plan overall of how to deal with the carbon pollution coming out of the transportation sector. You mentioned that they have a very, heavy focus on the electricity side, but the transportation sector is our biggest source. It's more than a third, and we don't have the policies and programs in place. Some of that is because it's not mandated by law. Some of that is because it just seems to be an area where the governor is lacking political will to take on individual car ownership in the state. But the only way we're going to get to dealing with our climate change, the crisis of climate change and the impact of our pollution, is to reduce the amount of vehicles that are on our roads, massively build up public transit options for people to be moving between point A and point B better in mass transit, and to really have an honest discussion with people about the fact that of the 11.2 million vehicles that are registered in New York's roads, in less than 30 years' time, they all have to be electric. So we're going to need fewer of them. We're going to need a lot more mass transit built up, because in the future, we're going to need people moving between point A and point B, less so in individual cars and more so in more public transit options.
You only have about 90 seconds left. On April 23rd, hopefully thousands of New York residents will be coming to the Capitol to demand action, particularly from the governor, on climate change. What are some of the goals for that day?
Well, we want to see thousands of people coming to Albany for that day to really press the governor and the legislative leaders to get serious on climate, to really move the state aggressively off of fossil fuels. That's our goal as a state, and that's what's in our state energy plan, is an aggressive moving off of these fuels. But we have not seen the policy response to that long-term goal and that vision that the leaders have expressed. So this is a great opportunity for people to come to Albany to press leaders, to demonstrate the breadth of public support for a 100% clean, renewable energy economy of the future. So I really encourage people to do all they can to take the time to come to Albany on April 23rd. It's an important moment in our time, an important year to get it done.
So we've been talking with Peter Iwanowicz, Executive Director of the Environmental Advocates of New York. If people want to find out more information, keep on top of what Environmental Advocates is doing, how best do they do that?
Well, they can hit our website, which is eany.org.
Thank you, and this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC.